The Defense Department says its own employees were more often than not the culprits behind most of the department's cyber intrusions. But a Back to Cyber Basics campaign is having some success with individual services. And DOD says it sees a noticeable culture change on cybersecurity from its service commanders. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
So how do you hold a few service chiefs accountable? Hold their feet to the fire and have them sit in front of their boss every week and explain their grades on the Defense Department's cybersecurity scorecard. That's the tactic that DOD is using to hold their service commanders accountable to the Cybersecurity Implementation Discipline Plan. Marianne Bailey is the Principal Director and Deputy Chief Information Officer for Cybersecurity at DOD.
We made a very concerted effort that we were going to focus on the basics. There's a million things you can do in cybersecurity, and we decided we were going to do basically a back to basics campaign because we looked at the intrusions or any successful intrusions we'd had in the last year, year and a half, and probably 98% of them were due to something simple and trivial that somebody knew they should have done, but that wasn't implemented. So we went back to coming up with kind of a top 10 list.
DOD Chief Information Officer Terry Halverson formed that top 10 list and called it the Cybersecurity Scorecard. It measures the service's progress on 10 different cyber skills and their responses to cyber vulnerabilities or incidents. Service leaders already had some formal orders to address a lot of the items on the list in many cases, but Bailey says the priority to actually work on those skills just wasn't there, and it got lost in everything else they had to do. But Bailey says now things are starting to change. Halverson holds weekly meetings with each of the service CIOs.
Every one of the services, all their data rolls up. They have like 10 scorecards for each service, and they have to sit in front of the DOD CIO and tell him why they have the numbers that they have. Examples are every user logs in with the PKI. You know, why don't you do that? What percentage is the Air Force? What percentage is the Navy? And everybody should be 100%. One of the other big pushes we have is Windows is a huge operating environment that we use in the department. And so getting off of all of that legacy stuff, especially for end user machines, and moving to Windows 10. So, you know, we have something that tracks that.
Plus, there were other questions from the services about who was actually in charge of overseeing their agency's cyber work. Here's Bailey.
Initially, when we first started this, at the very senior level, they really thought it was kind of the commander at the owner of the network level to worry about this stuff. And they really didn't have visibility or have any idea how good or how bad they were. But very quickly, we got into the thing where they need to care about this. When the Secretary of Defense is caring about it, Terry Halverson's caring about it, you know, they really need to care about it. And we have seen tremendous improvement. So the culture has been crazy, that accountability and that culture, which is, you know, Cheryl and I have been waiting for this our whole career, accountability and people caring at the very senior level about cybersecurity.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is also involved. He gets briefed on the grades once a month and then calls his own meetings with the service CIOs to talk about the scorecard results. IT governance and accountability is an issue that the Office of Management and Budget has tried to address with a slew of recent memos and new policies within the past couple of weeks. Trevor Rudolph is the chief of the OMB Cyber and National Security Unit. He says he's seen agency deputy secretaries take a more high-level interest in their cybersecurity activities throughout the year. That's because of programs like the Cyber Sprint, then the Cybersecurity Strategy Implementation Plan, and now the Cyber National Action Plan. But Rudolph says this is an issue that still needs more attention.
Each one of those agencies are making their own independent risk decisions, right at the headquarters level. Then down to the bureau level, they're making their own independent risk decisions. And no one really has the enterprise-wide view in mind, with the exception of the folks who sit at the center of government. And even the folks that sit at the center of government don't have the authority, really, if you look at FISMA, to say, no, you actually can't make that risk decision. So that's a big problem that we need to think about as a community as we move into the next administration.
OMB recently put out an update to Circular A-130. It addressed some parts of the challenge that Rudolph mentioned. It requires that agencies implement a risk management framework to guide their work on categorizing and securing their IT systems. But like a lot of agencies, DOD says that the OPM cyber breach forced it to look more closely at and question data sets that they probably wouldn't have otherwise. It's forced them to ask questions like, who holds the information? How is it protected? And what products and services is the department using to protect it? Here's Bailey.
I think one of the things that we learned from it, especially at the senior leadership level and from everybody's level, is that there are systems and data that we didn't pay enough attention to that we probably wouldn't have considered mission-critical data that impacted us so broadly as the OPM breach. Huge impact.
And Bailey says DoD is also starting to change some of its broader tactics around security. DoD has 1.7 million end-user devices, and that means the department needs to change its focus.
And I do see that changing, right? I see it changing because initially we all did perimeter protection. That was the name of the game, right? And so if you were protected, like in the Department of Defense, we have internet access points for the NIPRNet. Those were our big deals. We put lots of heavy-duty protection on internet access points because things were coming and going. But then today, as we're moving to a very mobile environment, things don't come through those necessarily. And so we're finding that our endpoints are the places where we really want to focus our environment, because that's where our biggest threat is.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.